This is the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Today, you'll be hearing from Billy Graham's new message titled, Arise, Take Your Place. There are some things on this earth that absolutely have to be changed, have to be prayed out, and have to be done by a church that is rising to her place. We will have to come up to this place and aspire to move in the plan for the Church of Glory. Listen now as Sister Billy shares about this place and how we must rise to this higher realm in God.
And if you remember from last night when we did our study, I love the Hebrew language. I love the root system. I love how you can see from every root system. You can preach a lesson out of every one of the roots. Now there is a root, and it's the root, I'm going to write it like this, Kum. And last night we looked in Mark where Jesus said to the little girl, Talita Kumi. Little lamb, I say unto you, arise. And so this word, kum, this root word means rise. Stand. Now one of the words that comes from them, from this word, is a word, makom. All you do is add a mem sound at the beginning, or we would want to add a little A in here, makom. And it means a place of rising. Two, a standing place. So, if you said arise, to your place, in Hebrew, you said it to a man, you'd say, kum, to the makom of yours. Or if you said it to a woman, kumi, to the makom of yours. Arise to your place. When I came to Israel and was studying Hebrew, and this was later on, after 1991, when so many of the Russian Jews got home. The wall was kicked over in 1989, and Russian Jews began to come home. And we had a lot of these the Russian families in our Hebrew school in Netanya. And so one day, we took our children's choir of young Russians come home. And by the way, what is that date you're going to have them here? The 11th and 12th of October, you are going to see something. Do not miss. This is from the capital city of Ariel, the capital city of what the world calls the West Bank. This is the place that they're trying to fuss around about the wall goes through or around or loops or whatever. But you're going to see kids. Every one of the dancers but one were born in Russia. And they come home. You're going to see prophecy fulfilled. And you're going to see the singers, and it's the youth. And they are through the roof great. I cry when I see them, when they sing by the rivers of Babylon. Hallelujah! Don't miss it. October, when now? 11th and 12th, come out there from internet land. You do not want to miss this. This is something, this is prophecy! Prophecy is not a dusty old subject in a dusty old room with a crotchety professor. It's these dancers that are, and singers that are coming here. Hallelujah, they came from the land of the north, a lot of them. And the dark-skinned ones would be the Yemenites and maybe Iraqis who've come from other lands. You can tell immediately when you look at them. The lighter-skinned ones are going to be the Russians. And the darker-skinned ones are going to be the Yemenites and the Iraqis and from other places, Iranians. Bless the Lord. But that day, we took our little Russian choir, little kids. They had just come And they were going to sing for the Knesset, like we'd say Congress. And they stood up and they, now my daughter's name is Shelley. Her name in Hebrew, Shelley, means belonging to me, mine. Ken Copeland's name, Ken means yes in Hebrew. So now you know Ken, you know yes. And now you know Shelley, belonging to me. And yesh is a word there is. Now this song says, yesh, there is, makom, a place, Shelley, for me, that's mine. And that place is, well, I'll sing it to you. I cried and cried and cried when I heard him the first time. Bunch of little Russian kids. Communism had held their families and told them there was no God for 70 years. And they stood up there singing, yesh, makom, Shelley, yesh, makom, Shelley, yesh, makom, Shelley, Eretz Yisrael. There's a place that's mine. Now in Hebrew, there are words that are more important and words that are less important. And makom is a big time important word. Makom, place. It is even one of the names of God. And we'll tell you why as we go on with our lesson tonight. Bless the Lord. So we have kum, rise, stand, and we have makom, a place of rising to, a place to which you rise, a standing place. Bless the Lord. Now I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy. The name of this book in Hebrew, the name of any book in the Bible in Hebrew, are the first words of the book. And the name of this book in Hebrew is, these the words. So we read in chapter 1, verse 1, these be the words which Moses spoke unto all Israel on this side Jordan, in the wilderness, in the plain, over against the Red Sea. He did not get to go into the land. He spoke it before they went into the land. And they tell us when he spoke it. Verse 3, it came to pass on the 40th, in the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, that Moses spoke unto the children of Israel, according unto all that the Lord had given him in commandments unto them. Now this, they tell us what day this is. It's the first of the month, Shavat. And we know that Moses died on the 7th of Adar. So the book of Deuteronomy was spoken in the last 5 weeks of Moses' life. He gave it to the children of Israel. It's an important book. Jesus quoted from this book more than any other book in the Bible. Now, we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 12 because he gives them some very important instructions for coming into the land. These are the statutes and judgments which you shall observe to do in the land which the Lord God of your fathers gives you to possess it all the days that you live upon the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places wherein the nations which you shall possess serve their gods upon the high mountains and upon the hills and every green tree. Verse 4. You shall not do so unto the Lord your God. You shall not do what? You shall not worship him upon every mountain, upon every hill, and under every green tree. You're not to just worship him any place. You're not to put up your prayers with incense just any place. But only, verse 5, unto the place which Jehovah your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there. Even unto his habitation shall you seek, and thither shall you come. There's going to be a special place, and of course the word place, the, is something that marks it out particular, Makom. You only may worship God in Ha Makom. I think I'll write that up there like that for you. Ha We might do that. Macomb. The place. Only can you worship and fulfill these sacrifices called for here in HaMakom. And this place is going to be separated from all other places on earth because somehow, still we don't know quite what it is, mystically, God is going to put his name there. Now that's going to separate that spot from every other spot in the world. It is a moed point in space that's separated beyond all else. Now, we know that the dates, the moeds of the calendar, are special days out of the year. This is a special point out of all space, especially the space on the earth, HaMakom. His name will be there and his habitation. His habitation here is from the same family of words that we get the word Shekinah. So it's going to be a place where he puts his name and he puts his presence in this Makom. I might as well tell you, it's the Temple Mount. They don't know where it is now. But it's going to end up to be the Temple Mount. And the Jews always call the temple HaMakom. And because God's name is there, and because his presence is there, the Jews see a lot more names for God than we see in the Bible. And one of the names they see for him is HaMakom. He is the presence in the place. So it is the Temple Mount, and it is God's name is there. And according to them, now you don't have to believe this, you don't see it written in the Bible, but it is the place of the creation of Adam, God's man. Only to this place, verse 6, can you bring your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, and your tithes? Verse 7, and you shall eat there before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice. Verse 11, there shall be a place, a Makom, which Jehovah your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. Thither shall you bring all I command you. Verse 12, and you shall rejoice before Jehovah your God. Now in the beginning, he could have indwelled them. He could have indwelled them.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message entitled, Arise, Take Your Place. This new 8-tape cassette album is now available for only $40. To order this series, please call our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. For ministry and meeting information, call 417-336-4877 or write us at Billy Graham Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Don't forget to log on and hear the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast on the World Wide Web at www.billybrim.org. From all of us at Billy Graham Ministries, Shalom.